Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
First Amendment Week is approaching. What is it and why is it important? Let's go in depth with Professor Brian Steffen with Simpson College. Brian, Simpson is having a First Amendment Week. Why a First Amendment Week?
First Amendment Week because, first of all, the college has, from its very beginnings, been dedicated to the idea of civic engagement. In fact, our core curriculum at Simpson now is called this Engaged Citizen Curriculum, ECC. So we're always looking for ways to better engage our student population and our community with issues of importance. As most people know, the First Amendment is among our most cherished rights, but it's also among our most controversial rights. So there is considerable disagreement, dispute, and debate going on in the culture at large about what freedom of speech is, what freedom of press, freedom of religion, petition, and assembly, what they all involve. So we're putting together a week of events that are designed to answer a lot of those questions.
And so it's much bigger than a class. You
right.
want to invite people from the community, I presume,
right.
the students,
right. yeah,
staff.
It's a community-wide effort that will be open to the public. It's also obviously open to our students and our staff and our faculty. So, yes, we would love to pack the house each night we do an event.
You being a former press person and still hosting a podcast
right.
and me being, you know, in radio news.
Right.
This issue of the First Amendment is really important.
It's, you know, I teach our First Amendment class at Simpson. I was a reporter for many years before I went into teaching. I have a great passion of it. I did my doctoral dissertation on First Amendment issues. I'm a voracious reader. I follow these debates going on in the nation as a whole with considerable interest and, frankly, frequently participating in them myself. So it's really exciting for us to bring this to Simpson, and to see the response by the community so far has been particularly gratifying.
Well, it should be important to us all because without a free press,
right.
we don't know anything.
Right. Right. Well, it is because, I mean, most people say your most basic rights are the five freedoms of the First Amendment. And then they would proceed to tell you that most people abuse those rights. And so in our current day, you know, one of the big issues is, yes, the press has a freedom of the press to report as they wish, but also we have a great deal of lack of trust in the press. We have about half of the country insists that everything in the media is fake. We have another half of the country that says, no, you're fake. You know, I think that our country does a very good job of wanting to talk. We don't do a very good job of wanting to listen.
This should be very interesting and important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the dates of it?
Right. The dates are September 16th through the 20th, about 2.5 weeks from when you and I are talking today. And we're going to be doing quite a bit of publicity locally about it and around the Des Moines area. So we hope to get people coming out those days and evenings of the 16th through the 20th.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about First Amendment Week with Professor Brian Steffen with Simpson College. Okay, and you mentioned some other aspects of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the most important ones that, we might not all understand?
Well, the Freedom Forum, which does every year a study of the public's understanding and attitude toward the First Amendment, finds that less than 2 or 3% of the public can name all five freedoms of the First Amendment. So I guess one of the things that we would really want people to do is just simply be able to tell someone what the five freedoms are. We all know about freedom of speech. We all know about freedom of the press. We know about freedom of religion. Less likely to know about freedom of assembly or freedom of petition. And that's because we live in a day and age when people usually don't get together in public to talk about public issues, and they're even less likely to send a letter to a congressman or a congresswoman. So we want people to understand that, and we also want to understand how it's not just important to have those rights, but it's really important to respect those rights for everyone, even those people with whom you fundamentally disagree.
Mm-hmm. And so I presume that you have different speakers,
yes.
People coming.
Yeah, we're mixing it up a little bit. We have a couple of major speakers coming. Julian Say, who is the coach of the Kingdom Hoops basketball club in Des Moines. He's also a community activist. And in light of a lot of the controversy recently about athletes taking stands on political issues, most notably Colin Kaepernick, ex of the San Francisco 49ers, he's going to be speaking at an event titled Shut Up and Play, Sports and Activism in America. And that'll be on Monday night at 8 p.m. in our Hubble Hall on campus. On Tuesday night, we're having another major speaker, who is Gene Polosinski. He's a founding editor of USA Today newspaper, but he's also the COO of the Freedom Forum in Washington, which I mentioned a moment ago. He's going to be coming out and giving a talk on Tuesday night at 7 in Hubble Hall on the future of the First Amendment. We have a number of interactive items. We will have a free speech wall on Tuesday the 17th from 11 to 2. In our campus center. Anybody can come by and write on our wall anything they want to write on the wall, be it silly, be it serious, be it profane, be it disrespectful. We invite them to do that. One thing that we're doing as part of this week is that we haven't done in the past. We've always done the wall, but this year on Thursday night, we're doing an unpacking the wall. We're going to bring it into the Hubble Hall and we're going to have a discussion of it. Like, you know, what prompts people to write these things? Why don't people take their rights more seriously? Why aren't they more thoughtful when they exercise those rights? Why do people say that the right is mine to have, but I can take it away from you if I don't like what you say? Those are all parts of the things that we want to have there. Some other things that we're doing is we're having a campus dialogue, which the public is welcome to come to, on Wednesday night of that week at 5:30 p.m., also in Hubble Hall. And we're going to be talking about freedom of religion, but specifically within the context of a private Methodist-affiliated liberal arts college. A lot of people say Simpson is a Methodist college, which is technically not accurate. We're a Methodist-affiliated college. We don't have any faith test. In fact, huge swaths of our program are secular. Methodist students are welcome, of course, but so are students of any religious faith background. So we'll be talking about that one night. Our speech and debate program will be holding a campus debate on the question of hate speech. What should we tolerate on a campus such as ours? And then we're still working with our performing arts students, which we think are going to wrap up the week with a performance as part of their underground performance late on Friday night of the 20th. So it's going to be chock full of events, and we think they're going to be thought-provoking and exciting.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about First Amendment Week with Professor Brian Steffen with Simpson College. So this just doesn't happen. This has to be a big committee and a commitment by the institution.
Right. We have about probably 8 or 9 people who are involved in programming. And at the risk of leaving some of them out, I'll try to name them really quickly. Student members are Kimberly Roberts and Danielle Blake and Jessica Wood. Faculty colleague Kedron Bardwell of the Political Science Department is participating. Heidi Levine, who's our Vice President for Student Development, is part of the group. Sid Dyer, our campus librarian, is in on it. Seth Anderson of the Culver Center for Public Policy is playing a big role in this. Moran Lonning, who is with our athletic department, is playing a key role in the Julian Say event. And I'm sure there's somebody I'm leaving out, but getting to the age that I'm getting to, I may be forgetting them. So I'm sorry.
I'm sure they'll forgive
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
But that's a great team.
Yeah, it is a great team. And it's and the thing is, here's the thing I want to, I teach journalism. I've been a journalist. I've taught journalism. But my number one thing is I want people to understand the First Amendment is for us all. It's not just for the journalists. The journalists cite it a lot. They claim it a lot. They're very proud of it. Sometimes I think, well, this is just for reporters and nobody really cares about it. And I, you know, I want at Simpson, when people graduate, to say, you know, among the most important things I learned here was that we have certain basic civil freedoms that we're bound not only to express, but to respect in all of it. That's one of our big problems as a democracy now, is that we don't respect the rights of others. We always want to win. And that's not what a democracy is about.
Well, do you think that this discussion this week will help students in the community better engage the Democratic candidates as they come to town?
I sure hope so. You know, I think a lot of the evidence is that young people are very engaged in this campaign, much like they were in 2008 when college students played a huge role in Barack Obama winning the White House. Since then, all the evidence is they've kind of once again gone back to their 90s and 80s posture, which is that I don't care. I mean, I don't pay taxes anyway. It doesn't really matter who wins. But I think there's a sense, at least on our campus, and from what I hear from my friends who teach at other institutions, a lot of engagement on this now. We have a lot of students who are already actively involved in helping people campaign. But more important, I think a week like this can help students understand that even if you don't support a particular candidate, even if you don't think of yourself as an overtly political person, this is something that's really critical to being a human being.
Well, and I know that there are many Trump supporters in the community, mm-hmm. on campus, and so they have probably a different challenge.
Right.
Because they don't have a candidate.
Right.
I mean, they have a candidate.
They have a candidate, but
they're not coming here necessarily.
But, you know, unless Donald Trump comes, which, you know, he comes every now and then, but he's not here every day like the other 20-some who are running for the Democratic campaign. You know, we do have at Simpson. I think one of the things that the public may misperceive is that college students are all liberals and Democrats and have been totally brainwashed by their professors and stuff. I would like to fight back against that when people say, well, you just brainwash your students. I say, well, I must be the worst brainwasher in the world because I'm really not terribly successful at it. But we have a number of students. We try to create an environment in which they feel like they can participate in classroom debates and elsewhere. They're largely a silent group. I wish I knew better how to bring them out. And I do hope that a lot of them will show up. And I hope a lot of people in the community who may feel differently than typical college professors do will come out and engage in this debate. That's one of the things that we really need as a community and as a culture and as a nation.
Have you learned anything as a product of producing this? I mean, what's your big takeaway right now as we speak before it's happening?
From an event planning standpoint, I've learned that there's a lot of work involved in putting on an event like this. You see events like this at other places, and you go, oh, that'd be easy. We can do that. And then you realize, oh, we got to think about drinks, and we got to think about seating, and we got to think about audiovisual. And yeah, so there's that. But the more important thing, I think, is that what we've learned is that there really is a broad interest in these questions, that we really want to engage with the community. Because, I think in the end, that's one of the things that makes a liberal arts college special, is that you can bring people together from different backgrounds and different philosophies and have a conversation. And in the end, maybe not convince anyone of anything, but at least you've had the conversation and you have the respect for each other.
Thanks to Brian Steffen for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.